21st Century Radio is sponsored by Hieronymus and Company. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for award-winning 21st Century Radio. Here's your host, Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Welcome back to 21st Century Radio. This is Dr. Bob Hieronymus and our executive producer and research assistant, Laura Courtner. Our engineer is Jake Bryant. Well, thank you, Telesma. Well, hardly a month goes by where, we lose one of our dear friends and co-workers as they move on to the world of spirit. We've had numerous programs over the past 21 years that discuss what happens when one leaves the physical world and enters the world of the spiritual dimension, and we continuously search for sources of information that we can share with you so that we can diminish your fear of death and the joy of returning to the spiritual realms and finding your loved ones there. We're going to spend the first hour and a half with Pikesville negative Sharon Rose to review what she and Jay Widener have presented in their latest DVD called Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, which contains interviews with some of the world's most renowned thought leaders on death and dying. The film takes viewers on a journey into the rich and compelling notion that we are all part of an intricately connected greater existence. It addresses the deep questions that a great many are asking themselves personally now as global changes and challenges have affected all walks of humanity and life. Now, later on, we'll tell you about the special local screening of this film. In a little while, we'll tell you about that. Welcome back to 21st Century Radio, Sharon.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Bob.
Tell us a little bit about Baltimore Inspirational Films and what you've been accomplishing over the past few years.
Well, Baltimore Inspirational Films is run by Robin Kushner, who has a great mission for bringing, you know, spiritually oriented, uplifting films to the public. And it seems, you know, every Thanksgiving or every time I come in for to visit my family for an event, a wedding or Thanksgiving, you know, when we have a new film, she loves to show it because I'll be there. Mm-hmm. And people can talk to me. I know the last time when I was showing our sequel to our film 2012, The Odyssey, called Time Wave 2013, we had an incredible discussion. We showed the film and then we were there over an hour just, you know, discussing the issues of our times. And so I'm very grateful to Robin for showing the film and facilitating such enlivening discussion.
Well, that's super important today because most films do not deal with these kinds of subjects that people go to in this area, especially with the kind of films that Baltimore is used to watching, you know. Now, how did your childhood in Baltimore prepare you for your work in film and the sacred arts?
Well, I was a very fortunate young child. I was born into, you know, a typical Jewish family in Baltimore. My dad has been very active in both the Jewish community and the black community, as he's still 87, and he's still running a chain of supermarkets that are mostly in the black community. My mom, coming out of a very traditional Jewish upbringing, felt that the best way to deal with me, I was very but unusual child, and I was very, very emotional, and she felt that the best way to deal with this was to put me in the arts. Mm-hmm. And so I had this incredible artistic upbringing, singing in nursing homes when I was from about five till I was In high school, I went to Peabody Conservatory to study voice and opera. They were essentially preparing me for Broadway. And that gave me incredible training. And aside from that, my mother was particularly focused on scholarly pursuit. And really, I owe so much to her for sitting with me day after day, assisting me in writing my papers, you know, really nurturing my intellectual pursuits as well as my artistic pursuits. And I feel that that grounded background really prepared me for what was to come later in my life.
Well, how fortunate to be born in such a family. You know, my introduction to the Jewish culture came when I went to City College. And it was there when I would mix in with some of the, the more orthodox and more conservative individuals and going into their homes was the most enlightening experience I've ever had about families. Because of the libraries that, in our home, we didn't have we didn't have a library. And when I wanted to go to libraries, I don't think most people in my family even knew where a library was. So it was such an enlightening experience to actually be treated as an adult within, being a Christian at that particular time and not being proselytized. I really appreciated that. And the other thing I appreciated within the Jewish culture is, boy, at City, we had some guys who had memories like the Akashic Records. You know, they heard something once, they remembered it. So competing against them academically was almost impossible because they were carrying through 99.7 averages through 4 years of high school. And my measly 94 couldn't approach it. So it really opened my eyes to the Jewish culture and the love of learning and the love of preparation that usually that culture has a great deal to do with. In regards to the name of this film, which is dealing with infinity, could you please tell us a little about infinity, the ultimate trip, as to what really is infinity? Because a little later on, when you have some of their guests discuss that, and it was really eye-opening as to what they had to relate about that.
Well, I will use the words of Alberto Violdo, who is in the film and also one of the producers, because he says it best. He says, the point of all the great spiritual teachings is that you can step into infinity today, reside in infinity consciously, and source from there. Mm-hmm. Within infinity, you become the architect and the dreamer of the great matrix of expression and creation. If you don't do that, then you're caught in someone else's dream, in someone else's nightmare. The practice of infinity is really about dreaming your world into being.
Isn't that an incredible statement about dreaming your world into being? Of course, he also noted that there's a difference between infinity and eternity. I think he said, which is the stuff from Western religion, especially eternity. And an infinite number of moments. Infinity is before time, after time, and it's unbound to time. In other words, it's boundless.
Well, that brings me to, we had worked on the 2012 films with Alberto and the Caro Shamans that he has worked so closely with for so many years. And we were looking in those films at the nature of time and the fact that in all these ancient traditions, time is seen as cyclic. Just like we are born, we grow up, we age, and we die. Mm-hmm. Time itself has these cycles. And, you know, infinity is outside of these cycles.
And as you also note that, well, at least someone notes, I think it's, how do you pronounce his name again?
Violdo.
Also noted that nonlinear time is informed by past and future. Linear time is only by past. That's an extraordinary statement.
Well, I agree with that, and I think that that's part of the reason why people in the West are so afraid of death. Because we are taught, you know, from the moment we're born to think that this is it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, and that there's a beginning and then there's an end, and that's it, and it's just oblivion.
Yes.
And when you don't see yourself, you know, we're cut off. That's, I think, one of the main problems of this time period, which I've researched for so many years in India and with Tibetans and with the Egyptians, many years. We cannot see ourselves beyond this material being, you know, in our day-to-day job, just dealing with all of the stress that we have to deal with from day to day. When we cannot see how much greater we are, then we get caught in these nightmares.
Well, is that what motivated you to create this film, Infinity, The Ultimate Trip?
Well, there were a number of motivations. One was that Jay, my husband, Jay Widener, is the director of the film. And his mom had passed away of cancer. And he felt so sad that there was no way for him to tell her about the fact that reality, death, and life, it's so much greater than we ever imagined. He couldn't talk to her about it. And so he wanted to find, you know, filmmaking is our medium. So we chose to do Infinity. Also, with Alberto, as we were talking about the 2012 subject, and at the end of the first film, I say that, you know, every person experiences their own end of time.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be faced with it, and that's our death. So we decided, and of course, Alberto in his school, he has a whole program for what he calls dying consciously. And so we realized that people, we wanted to just be of benefit to people. That's all of our work is based upon, you know, opening people to hearing about their greater being.
Mm-hmm.
And empowering people. And so we wanted to speak to all the experts and explore these realms of death and dying, of reincarnation, of life reviews, of out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, because especially, you know, four people in the film talk about their direct experiences of, you know, near-death and out-of-body, and unless you've had it, this direct experience, it's hard to understand. And Damien Brinkley, who has a very compelling story in the film, you know, he talks about the fact that there have been 15 million documented cases of near-death experience. So we wanted to open people to the possibility that we are so much more than we are, and give them a mechanism and an understanding whereby they can re-empower their lives and not feel that they're just the victims of all of the circumstances, especially these days with what we're seeing around us, all the suffering. We have a world of suffering. And how can we go beyond that and find that joy, that bliss, that is our true heritage?
Well, we're going to get to Damon Brinkley, and I guess her name is pronounced maybe Renate Dollinger.
Renate.
Oh, wow. Well, she's something. Neil Donald Walsh. Then there's another individual whose name I can hardly pronounce. Last name is Punlop.
Zunchen Punlop.
Zunchen Punlop. Why?
Well, I was very pleased to have him and Robert Thurman, the great scholar of Tibetan Buddhism, who translated the Tibetan Book of the Dead, in the film, because I have been studying Tibetan Buddhist practice and teachings since about 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that there is a great wisdom, because they have not lost their knowledge of death rites. And there is a deep understanding of, you know, what death is and how to prepare for it.
Well, we're going to take our first break of the hour. When we return, we're going to find out more about these individuals who make some really astounding statements. And I'm so happy to receive and review the DVD the other day, mainly because, as I noted, a lot of my friends are passing on. And I cannot wait to send this up to Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney up in New York City, who's a dear friend of mine, who just lost her husband, who was climbing, I believe it was Mount Everest, just about a month ago when he died during that particular process. We'll be back with our guest, Sharon Rose, Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, a film co-produced by Jane Widener of Sacred Mysteries Productions. Order the DVD from sacredmysteries.com, and you can meet Sharon at a special Baltimore screening of her film this Friday and Saturday at Your Prescription for Health in Owings Mills. You can contact Robin Kushner at spiritualpath@mindspring.com. That's spiritualpath@mindspring.com, or call 410-581-9022. If you're a business owner or executive seeking growth yet determined to cut wasteful costs, consider outsourcing your whole marketing department to The Selling Well. The Selling Well offers businesses truly superior marketing services without all the overhead costs associated with employing a full-time marketing executive. Learn more online at theSellingWell.com. That's theSellingWell.com, named after one of our greatest symbols of prosperity, the well. Visit theSellingWell.com or call The Selling Well's managing partner, Plato Hieronymus, at 443-939-1890. TheSellingWell.com. UnitedSymbolismOfAmerica.com is the place to go to check out my latest book, a beautiful gallery of over 70 illustrations, with many in color, plus ones we didn't have room for in the print version. Read some of the intriguing stories and other content we cut from the book for lack of space. Order an autographed copy online, along with coffee mugs, pins, medallions, and other books available only at UnitedSymbolismOfAmerica.com. See the reviews of my latest book from Willie Nelson, Shirley MacLaine, George Norrie, Graham Hancock, Stanley Krippner, and many more. UnitedSymbolismOfAmerica.com. Check it out today.
This is Dr. Eugene Malov of Infinite Energy Magazine here in Concord, New Hampshire. I'm on 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Well, that's brother Dr. Gene Malov, who was murdered about 4 years ago, actually a little over 4 years ago. Very controversial, great soul. Someday they will catch the real guys that did it. This is 21st Century Radio with our guest Sharon Rose, Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, a film co-produced with Jay Widener of Sacred Mysteries Productions. And by the way, Baltimore Inspirational Films will hold a very special premiere of Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, which is the latest masterpiece from world-renowned filmmakers Jay Widener and Sharon Rose of Sacred Mysteries, Friday, November 27th. The doors open at 6:30. Film starts at 7:30. It's followed by a reception and Q&A with the filmmakers. And then on Saturday, November the 28th, doors open 6:30. Film starts 7:30. Tickets are $10. Where? It's at Your Prescription for Health Learning Center. That's 10210 South Dolefield Road in Owings Mills. Good old South Dolefield Road. Well, what was your criteria for choosing the people that you interviewed for Infinity?
Well, with all of our films, you know, we look to the scholars and authors who have written deeply on the subject. So I think everyone in the film, except Renate, has published a book on the subject, and they were very compelling. But I read, what I'll do is, read every book I can find mm-hmm. on the subject, and then the people, we will choose the people according to whether, you know, first of all, I'll write to them, and if they answer us, but also, you know, according to their knowledge and their erudition, Stan Groff, who's in the film, I was very, always wanting to meet him. I knew about his early research into altered states of mind and holotropic breath work, and experience, this whole experience of rebirthing. And so I was very excited to talk to him. And also we look for, you know, who has the articulation, who has the heart and really can bring it forth. Mm-hmm. Renate, who is just a delight and amazing being in the film. She's a 84-year-old Holocaust survivor who has had direct experience with angelic realms. She came into the film just by a friend of ours, Rick Levine, the great astrologer who does the astrology books for Barnes & Nobles. You know, he knew we were working on this film, and he said, I have someone you really need to interview for this film. And so she came that way. They, you know, they come. I met Neil. We were in a film festival in Germany showing our 2012 films, and Neil was there with Conversations with God. And it ends up that we're living, we didn't know this, we were living within a few blocks of each other here in Ashland, Oregon. And he started talking to me about, you know, what we were working on. And I told him about Infinity, and he said, oh, well, I have a book about this, about death. Please read it and let me know if you want, would like me to be in the film.
Well, there are so many others, but let's step back there at Renate, because what she had to say was extraordinary in regards to, you know, when she was asked, she asked other questions of an individual, a social worker, a heavenly social worker, by who called himself John. That was very enlightening. Could you tell us a little about that experience that she had, in which she also asked him, what about people like Hitler? What's going on at places like Auschwitz? What was that all about?
That was an amazing story.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing about her was that she reminded me so much of my mother. You know, German, you know, European background. But she had experienced the whole, you know, she was born in Germany. When she was in her teens, the Nazis came and killed her dad. She was on the Kinder transport, the last one out of Germany. She had these experiences that I, growing up in a Jewish family, had been told about. But here was someone who had lived them. And she was in England. And she said that she was out, I guess she called it the land army. She was not in the big city. She was out in the country. And she said that they never knew anything about, you know, the Nazis killing the Jews. She didn't know anything. And she said she was back in, then she came for V-Day, she came to London. And she was sitting in a cafe. And this man came, he was a very tall, pale man in a captain's uniform. And then he just sat down at her table when there were empty tables all around. And he said, Renate. And she said, how do you know my name? And he said, I know all about you. And then he started telling her that her whole family had been killed except for her sister, and that he had known her for many lifetimes. And she said, are you an angel? He said, no, he said, I'm kind of a lesser angel. You know, I call myself a heavenly social worker.
Mm-hmm.
And then proceeded also to tell her about her future. So here was a being who was timeless.
Boy, some of the advice he gave her was pretty extraordinary. And especially in regards
to Hitler. Yes.
Yeah.
She said, you know, well, what happens, you know, with beings like Hitler? And he said, you know, when you come back, you become what you hate. And she said, so Hitler will become a Jew? He said, most likely, you can only learn by wearing the sandals of another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very important teaching. Let us talk about Damon Brinkley for a little while here on Saved by the Light. He says, there is no death. The end of something is the beginning of something else. What can you tell us about that?
Well, here's a man who's had three near-death experiences, so he knows from direct experience. Mm-hmm. You know, here's a man. He was a good old boy, really. You know, Marine and all that. You know, strong Marine who one day was talking on the phone and lightning struck, and it came through the phone line, and the nails of his shoes were welded to the floor. He was dead for 20 minutes, and he had this whole experience of going into the luminous realms, meeting with angelic beings, receiving information, which when we interviewed him, I didn't realize that he had all this information on 2012 that he was given. But then he said it took, like 3 years to recover to be able to feed and clothe himself. And he, from that point on, well, he's had actually since then two other near-death experiences. And he said that, you know, he talks about the, what he calls the panoramic life review that he experienced, where you see, you know, your life pass before you, the one you just lived, in a 360-degree panorama. All, you know, especially the incidents that were emotionally charged. But you see this from a third-person perspective. You're not this, you know, person who you are with all your imprints and fears and all that, but you are outside of who you were. You are your soul. You are your essence. And you are the wisdom that is inherent, really, within each of us. And that you're experiencing it this way. And he said that he's now had three life reviews. And every time, you know, he came back from the first one just so inspired to be of service. And this man has a heart like you cannot believe. You just, him and his wife, Catherine, you know, they hug you and you just feel like you're back in the arms of divinity. You know, they're such warm people, and they have really been of service. They've created these hospices. And particularly, probably because of his background in the military, they focus upon the veterans, the young men and women returning from the wars, and they're there at the bedsides to help them, you know, make sense of what's been going on and help the ones that are passing with that passage.
Well, as he says about the meaning of life, you were chosen to come to this world. He says the divine architect says there is nobody better on earth than you, that you chose to come here because as you hit a certain point in evolution, by coming into the physical evolution, you can slow down all those laws and manifest in a slow, muddled way to a spiritual being, evolves towards sensitivity, etc. I mean, really, that was, he did some, said some really great stuff in here with no ego at all.
Yes, he's a beautiful, beautiful, you know, because he's seen it. He sees it. He says, I'm here to be at the bedside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to assist these people. I know what it is. I've lived it. I've lived, you know, especially the military guys, I've lived that life. And I'm back here specifically be of service. And every time, he says, every time I have a new life review, I see, you know, it's different. I see all the gifts that I'm giving out.
So, as he says, learning compassion and kindness and sharing it and serving others is extremely important.
That's the signature of what we need right now with these chaotic and disingenuous times that we're living through, and all this fear and all this confusion. You know, it's time to come back to the ways of the heart.
Let's talk
kindness and compassion.
Let's talk a little bit about fear and what it does to human beings, because there is so much fear that is being spread, not just throughout the media, because did you see the movie 2012?
Well, of course I saw it. Roland Emmerich had asked to see our films while he was doing his research. So I thought, be interesting to see if anything made its way.
Well, do you think it did?
Not really. I enjoyed the film. I saw I saw the film. I knew going into it that it was going to be about the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it, the first half was quite amusing. I really liked Woody Harrelson. and you know, but then it became his same signature story.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Same as Independence Day. It's the man who's is always divorced, but still has some lingering connection with the wife, and she's living with someone else, and the children are confused, and somehow, you know, through thick and thin, through volcanoes and earthquakes and tidal waves, this everyman is able to make it through to survive with his family.
Well, but at the same time, I would say that I don't think that that's accurately portraying what 2012 was all about.
Oh, no.
Well, would you like to say a few words for that before we take our final break of this hour?
2012?
Yeah, concerning your views on this, because we talked about this before the last time you were on
the
show.
2012 is a great... We saw it, you know, I knew a lot of the researchers, and we saw that it was coming, and we made our films because we wanted to get the dialogue going, because, you know, we knew that this would become a fear-based message by the mainstream media. 2012, from all the research I've done, is a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity for every one of us to decide what kind of world do we want to live in, and to wake up to what's really going on and have the courage to see these things and take action. We hear about hope and fear. And in the Tibetan tradition, they're always talking about they're kind of the opposites, that we need to go into right action. And so we wanted to give, you know, a medium through which people, yes, they would hear about the things that were coming. In our movie we released it in 2006, 2012, The Odyssey. All those things, if I watch it now, they're all being, the things we're talking about are all happening. So the people we talked to, you know, they had these prophecies, but there was a certain level of prescience. But we wanted to, like we do in all our films, give people a sense of who they are and the power that they have to actually make a difference in this world.
Well, we all can make a very big difference, as you well know. But right now, our big difference is we're going to take our final break of the hour. When we come back, let's start talking about what really happens when one leaves one's physical body and moves into the world of spirit. With our guest, Sharon Rose, Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, a film co-produced with her husband, Jay Widener, of Sacred Mysteries Productions. You can order the DVD from sacredmysteries.com. And again, you can meet Sharon at the special Baltimore screening of her film this Friday and Saturday at Your Prescription for Health in Owings Mills. But contact Robin Kushner to do that at spiritualpath@mindspring.com or 410-581-9022. When we return, what happens when you pass into the world of spirit?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Next week on 21st Century Radio, my beloved Zahara joins me this week on 21st Century Radio for our smorgasbord of news stories for those of us seeking to unravel the fundamental mysteries of life. Sunday night at 8, 21st Century Radio, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
No matter who we are or what we do, our health is a priority. To stay well or to recover from an illness or injury, consider using options that are safe, natural, and in some cases, thousands of years old. From acupuncture to modern-day massage, counseling, and homeopathic medicine, the Ruscomb Mansions Community Health Center offers children and adults numerous health care and support services. Find out more about the Ruscomb Mansions yoga classes and weekend programs. Call 410-367-7300. That's 367-7300.
Ah, slipping into a previous incarnation here, friends. Yes, how would you like to win a free copy of the DVD that we're talking about? Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, Journey Beyond Death. by Jay Widener and Sharon Rose, our guests this evening. Sacred Mysteries Productions, Four Winds Society, www.sacredmysteries.com. Lots of dots in there, friends. If you know the answer to this hour's trivia question, you're going to win that DVD, plus a half a dozen or a dozen books and other periodicals. Here's the question. What was the name of our first guest on 21st Century Radio last week? You just tell us the name of our first guest on 21st Century Radio last week, and you'll be our winner. But you also need to qualify, and here's how you can do it. If you know the answer to this hour's quiz question on 21st Century Radio, and you have not won from us in the last 60 days, call in now. 410-922-6680. That's 410-WCBM-680. First with the right answer wins. Prizes are available for you to pick up at the WCBM studios in Pikesville after Friday of this week. Winners have 60 days to pick up the prizes and must wait 60 days before winning another prize from 21st Century Radio. Good luck.
Dr. John Mack, author of Passport to the Cosmos, Human Transformation and Alien Encounters. You are listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Well, Dr. John, certainly do miss you. Sure could have used your help, especially in the last couple of years, brother. Okay, friends, this is 21st Century Radio with our guest Sharon Rose. Of course, the film is Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, a film co-produced with Jay Widener, her husband, Sacred Mystery Productions, and Baltimore Inspirational Films will hold a very special premiere of Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, the latest masterpiece from world-renowned filmmakers Jay Widener and Sharon Rose, on Friday, November the 27th. Doors are open at 6:30. Film starts 7:30, followed by a reception and Q&A. Good old Q&A with the filmmakers. And on Saturday, November the 28th, doors open 6:30. Film starts 7:30. Tickets are $10 each at Your Prescription for Health in Owings Mills, Maryland. That's 10210 South Dolefield Road. Now, Sharon, have you checked into what might happen when one leaves one physical body?
Oh, of course. I had the opportunity to ask all these questions to all these experts.
Well, how about letting our listeners know what goes on when, from the process of one's decision to leave the physical world and go into the world of spirit?
Well, all of them, the ones I've spoken to anyway, say the first thing that they experience is a sense of safety and comfort. And they all experience this tunnel of light. Some people report they're in this tunnel and they see loved ones who have passed coming to greet them. And they all talk about this, or most of them, this life review process where they see and feel all these experiences, especially the emotionally charged ones of this life from this third person perspective. And then, you know, they have these choices about what to do next. Renate, and I want to talk more about her story because it's so compelling. Renate said that, you know, you can go to the opera, you can sit on people's lap. She made it sound like, you know, the afterlife is this incredibly playful experience. There are traditions such as the Tibetan tradition or the Egyptian tradition that really saw life and see that life and death are part of this one continuum. And it's interesting to me as I was studying the Hindu tradition with their perspective on cycles of time and cycles of experience. They say in the beginning when we first came forth, from the heart of divinity, we were in what they called the golden age, and there was no death. So I was thinking, what does this mean? Well, if you were born into a world like the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians were, that taught you from the beginning that this was just another initiation, that death itself was, you know, just like in Dzogchen Ponlop in the film, Tibetan master Rinpoche says, you know, it's like every moment is a death and a rebirth. There is the birth of that moment, and there's the death of that moment. So if you're born into a world where this whole understanding of death is from a cyclic perspective, that and that you are much greater than just these material beings, you have a soul, you have a spiritual essence that is part of a much larger reality, and that you're here in this physical body to learn lessons and to grow, then that changes your whole perspective. And the other thing that happens is that you don't have that terrible fear, because you know that that life goes on beyond the body, and that you have the chance to return. And, you know, Neil Donald Walsh in the film, he's talking about how, you know, since time is porous that way, that you even have the chance to meet the ones that are still in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that really has to do with, you know, consciousness itself, and the sense that we in dreams, I mean, people love to talk about their dreams, and many people have similar experiences to near-death experiences in their dream. I've had the experience of leaving my body, seeing it on the bed, you know, traveling through a tunnel of light to India. That's how I actually first met my teacher, who I went to live with there on a Fulbright Senior Research Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So human beings, we all have these experiences, and I think that they're there to assist us to understand that we are part of a much greater reality.
Let's go back to this life review, because it was very informative. A number of them were very informative about this life review and the moving through. Excuse me, just a second. One of them, I do believe, was moving through the tunnel so rapidly that he could hardly see what was passing him. On both sides or throughout the tunnel. But what is the life review really all about? Okay, you mentioned that you do experience highly emotional aspects, those experiences intensely, positive in a certain sense, and also you do feel what you have done, the hurt that you've caused others.
Yes, Danian talks about that a lot. You feel, he says,
mm-hmm.
as he's had a lot of experience, that you actually feel all the pain.
Right.
But you also feel all the joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, you know, some of us have these terrors, you know, that we're going to be, the day of judgment is going mm-hmm. to come and we're going to be smashed.
That's
much greater than that. You know, if you see from the perspective that you're a soul, you know, on a path, learning, then you see that this is a great opportunity to make sense of your life and to come to a kind of closure with it. And Alberto Violdo, in his conscious dying program, in his school of the Four Winds, you know, that's one of the main things that he works to teach people to do. This is also in the Tibetan tradition that I've studied. It's to be able to actually, before you die, you know, come to closure
mm-hmm.
with the people in your life. Tell them you love them. You know, really just, you know, open your heart. This is a chance. You know, in the ancient Egyptian tradition, when the person dies, their heart is weighed on a scale. And, you know, if your heart is lighter than a feather, then you move on to the next realm. And so the goal, and this is part of why we brought this movie forth, is that you want to release all these issues before you die.
Yes.
So that, you know, when you reach that place, you have an extraordinary experience.
I can't recall exactly who it was, because there were so many people that were commenting here, but they said that death is a process of re-identification, and the following things happen. One, you will come to know that you are not your body. And in many of the various meditations that one learns as you grow and evolve. It's one of the first meditations you learn is I'm not my physical body. I am my spiritual self. Well, and then he notes, too, you are not your mind, who is the thinker. And then finally, that you're not even as a soul, you are not separated from others. You have to be a soul, and even with that, you're not separated from others, that we are one. Can you recall who said that?
That was Neil.
That was Neil?
And can you imagine if we really got that?
Yeah.
You know, on the deepest level, if humanity got that, what the world would be.
So then something like the golden rule, which is found in all the great ageless wisdom teachings or in all spiritual traditions, becomes somewhat very important.
Of course it's very important.
Why?
Because the way you grow is by learning to open your heart. Learning how to be what I consider a real human being. Some of the activities I've seen in the world now, the pain, the war, the deception, to me, that's not even being a real human. Being a real human is a magnificent expression, and our bodies are temples of divinity. And we've forgotten that, and we need to remember, because your death can come at any moment. We need to remember how precious every moment of our lives is. And the time we have here is so important because it's such a great opportunity for us to grow.
Again, I can't recall the individual that said it within the film, but the importance of not everyone gets the chance to incarnate in a physical body.
Yes, that's a teaching. Well, there are two interesting things about that. One, Alberto Violdo, who has been studying with the shamans of Peru, whose wisdom links, we feel back to even the Tibetans. He says they came across the land bridge, you know, a long time ago. Alberto talks about their conscious experience with death, and also in other traditions, they're constantly talking about these experiences of it being awake, being aware, being alive, and the incredible opportunity that is. But, however, he says, Alberto, that according to the shamans, that we only have, you know, 6 to 9 lifetimes to get this. And that if we don't get it by then, we're going to be returned to the mulch.
And what does that mean, Ann?
To me, I would say it's kind of a dissolving. Dissolving of your essence into the great matrix of becoming. And, And then Robert Thurman talks about it from the Tibetan perspective. And he says that there's two things. One he calls reincarnation, and the other is called automatic rebirth. And automatic rebirth is when, you know, you die and then you just come back with all your passions. You haven't really learned that much. And reincarnation, he says, is reserved for those who have actually learned, the ones, in the Egyptian terms, whose hearts are as light as a feather. And then they, once they leave their bodies, they have a choice whether to come back or to move on to other realities and other realms. And in the Tibetan tradition, there are many that come back, you know, that either come back as human or stick around to be of service, to help the rest of humanity grow and learn.
Well, that's what we're going to talk a little bit more about when we return with our guest, Sharon Rose, next hour, Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, a film co-produced by She and Jay Widener of Sacred Mystery Productions. Order the DVD from sacredmysteries.com. You can meet Sharon at the special Baltimore screening of her film next Friday and Saturday. And the location of that is Your Prescription for Health Learning Center. $10 they get in. And doors open 6:30 and film starts 7:30. That's next Friday and Saturday.